Titans football coverage continues. It's time for the game. The game is proudly underwritten by Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, Hall Taylor Funeral Home, Shelbyville and Taylorsville, Jacoby Sales Incorporated, Max Care Urgent Treatment Center, Shannon Funeral Service, Little Caesars Pizza, SJB Sports Legends, Jameson Sales and Rental, Commonwealth Bank and Trust, Family Financial Services, State Farm Insurance in Middletown, and Shelby Christian Church. Now, let's go back to the field for the championship game with Scott Korn and the voice of the Titans, Doug Hammack.
Welcome back to Western Kentucky University, Bowling Green, Kentucky. The national anthem just concluded. The colors just making their way off the field. Scott, both teams lined up, it looks like, in their huddles at the end of their tunnel, looking to make their way out. And I see that we mentioned this before we went to the break a second ago. Looks like Collins, for the second week in a row, Scott, going to go with a double banner. I like, we talked about it last week down in Owensboro. We've never seen a team go through two banners. One banner is really big, one small.
I don't know what it is, but, hey, it worked last week. Let's see what it worked. And that first banner's got a paragraph.
The first banner's got a complete paragraph. It looks like Highlands is going to be maybe the first team to make their way on the field. They've got a banner that says Stairway to Seven, in which they've got the last six state titles leading a staircase up to today, 2013, team beat the Titans. And no, it'll be Collins making their way first, led by Dre Ferris and Landon Forrest, nearly missed the second banner. And those guys make it on the field, looking ready to play. Scott, now we talked about the last few weeks, Collins played really well, but the first drive or so of the game haven't looked their sharpest, but really settled in and done well.
Yeah, they gave up, I think it was like last several weeks, I teased Coach Becker last week. I thought Mike Major was coaching the defense on the first drive, but they've done a great job of selling that after that. But probably can't get off that kind of start. I mean, they give up the first score, but, you know, they just can't. They got to come out from the get-go tonight ready to play, because they're not playing Owensboro. They're playing the best of the best here. Let's just see, you know, let's get it on, see what we can do. Let's go. Like I told Lucas, let's just win this stupid thing.
As we mentioned, Fort Thomas Highlands, your home team for today's event, wearing their dark blue, royal blue jerseys, I should say, white pants, white helmets with a H on the side. Meanwhile, Collins will be wearing their road white, black helmets, white jerseys, blue numerals, and their gray pants. Both teams now game captains making their way on the field for Collins. Lawson Page, Nathan Sames, Dre Ferris, and Messiah White. And for Highlands, they've got Drew Halliston, their quarterback, along with running back Zach Harris. And I couldn't make the other two numbers out.
82 Scott. And 30.
82 is Seth Hope, and number 30, Thomas Robleski. Both teams at center field as the officials go over the last few minutes of instruction before they flip it. Trying to check it. Trying to see if Snake was out there for the coin toss, Gun.
Yeah, he's... Yeah, no comment. You're the one that brought him. We got
an honorary coin toss. Like Collins wins the flip, I believe.
I don't know what's going on here.
Collins does win the toss, and they will receive.
One for one, baby. One for one already.
And Highlands chooses field. They'll go, it looks like, with the wind here, the first quarter of play. Little wind there is here. Overcast day down here in Bowling Green, Kentucky. We left warm sunshine when we left Shelbyville this morning.
I would say sunshine. I wouldn't go.
Well, it was warm when it was beating
down.
Yeah,
that's true.
So the kicker for Thomas Highlands, number 25, Jared Daugherty. He'll kick it off, and it'll be Dre Ferris, usually flanked by Elijah Jones and Messiah White, and they're making their way on the field, and it will be. And we're just a few moments away of getting this one underway.
All the talking's over. Let's see what we can do right here.
I can tell a lot of people are listening today.
Oh, yeah, people are listening. They like how you called that center field right there.
Center field. I haven't read any of them, but I know my phone is buzzing.
There's one special text group I know is listening. There's a lot of Shelby County fans in that text group, but, I mean, what else they got to do? Let's play.
Jared Daugherty got it teed up at the 40-yard line. Dre Ferris standing back at his own 10. Kick deep, going to be taken by Messiah White, fumbles it, actually picks it up at the 5-yard line. Trying to get the middle of the field, and he's going to be tackled inside the 10-yard line. Should have let Dre Ferris take the kick.
Yeah, I don't know why Messiah
backed up right in front of Dre, then fumbled the kickoff. So Collins going to have their work cut out for them on this first drive. They'll have it first and 10 on their first possession at their own 8-yard line. Collins will start in pistol formation. Ryan Watkins directly behind Lawson. Two receivers each side of the field. Ball marked on the right hash.
We have a play clock in action here tonight, too.
Had one last week. It just didn't work.
No, no, they didn't use it. I ain't figured that out yet.
Page takes the snap. Going to hand to Watkins. Going to go around the left side. Going to be tackled at the line of scrimmage by number 82, Seth Hope.
He's the kid. I think he's going to Cornell.
Actually, they'll get him behind the line. Loss of one, so it'll be second and 11.
He's the one that had a big game last year, sacked to the Austin, I think, 5 times.
Highlands plays a 3-4 defense. Lawson leads them back to the line of scrimmage. Shotgun formation. Dre Ferris split to his left. Fakes a handoff, going to run it himself, and he's going to be tackled maybe for a yard or two gain up at the 9-yard line.
Joey Cochran, linebacker.
Looked like he had room to run there, but a nice play by Cochran.
It's a big play early right here. You know, Collins don't want to go three and out. Have to punt out of their own end zone.
So third and 8, ball marked at the 10-yard line. They'll stay shotgun formation. Watkins to his right. Three receivers to his right. One rolling receiver, Sames to his left. Island shows blitz, and I believe they jumped into the neutral zone, which is an automatic penalty in high school football.
Joey Cochran kind of went up there to try to fake like he was going to blitz and then fell right into the neutral zone.
So we mentioned Highland's in a 3-4 defense. He, from his inside linebacker spot, was trying to shoot the gap, just didn't time it properly. So Collins gets a break here early with a 5-yard penalty, bring up 3rd and 3, ball to 15-yard line. Page will go empty backfield, looking over the defense. Highland shows blitz, and here he comes. Quick pass to Sainz. He's got it to 25-yard line for a first down. Good pitch and catch from Page to Sainz, and good to see Nathan on the board. Last year, we mentioned Scott come in just a few yards away from 1,000. He went without a catch, but he's on the board early. And really plenty of room they gave him on the outside.
Yeah, just nice, easy pitch and catch there, nice little slant pattern.
Alex Shaddle, I take it Jackson Barrow with coverage, but probably 10 yards off the ball. 1st and 10, Collins at the 26-yard line. Page stays in the shotgun. Three receivers to the wide side of the field, which is to his left. Sames, the lone receiver, to his right. Watkins in the backfield here with Page. Lawson takes a snap, dropping straight back. Over the middle, he's got Sames again. Going to cut it upfield and going to be tackled just short of the first down marker up at the 34-yard line, so give him 8 yards.
I think Austin, you know, if he can get him time to throw, keep Hope off, you know, off of him, like, you know, like last year, I believe we can move the ball on these guys. It's nice, like I said, get Nathan off early. Nice, you know, just easy pitch and catch there again.
So 2nd and 2. Collins will go back to their pistol formation. Ryan Watkins, the back directly behind Page. Page takes a snap. Going to be a draw to Watkins. Gets over the 35, cuts to the middle of the 40, up to the 43-yard, another first down for the Titans.
Just one weapon they didn't have last year was Ryan Watkins, and talking to Steve, you know, Seidel, through Sernardi, I'm sorry, said they were, you know, Hollins was really concerned about Ryan. You know, he brings a weapon they didn't have last year.
So 2 first downs here on the first drive for Collins. They've got it 1st and 10 from their own 43-yard line. 8:50 to go here in the first quarter of play. Collins will stay in the pistol formation. Page looks over the defense, takes a snap, fakes a handoff to Watkins. Going to run it himself. He's up over midfield, dives forward, down close to the first down at the 47-yard line. It'll depend on the spot. And they're going to move the sticks. 1st down, Collins.
Got a good spot there.
So just a little read option there. Faked it to Watkins and ran it himself. And that's a part of the game. Lawson, such a good player.
Yeah. To me, it kind of looks like Collins going a little bit slower today. I think they're trying to run this play clock down a little bit, trying to keep, you know, Highlands off the field.
They'll stay. Same formation, pistol formation, 2 receivers each side of the field. Watkins directly behind Page. Lawson takes the snap, going to roll to his right, looking to throw. He's got Dre Ferris. Instead, he's going to throw it. Almost intercepted it, almost complete at the same time. Down at the 35-yard line. But had Dre Ferris down at about the 25-yard line, not sure if he didn't see him.
Yeah. Ball went through Kyle Martin's hands and then into in the Saints. And he almost, like you said, made a great catch. I think the ball, Kyle Martin did a good job of just kind of getting in front of him.
Look, Martin was trying to knock it down, didn't get to the ball, hit Saints kind of right in the shoulder pad. But it'll bring second and 10 for the Titans.
I thought timeout Highland.
And Highland's going to take a timeout, so we'll take one as well. I'd like to thank one of our underwriters before we take a break, Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, along with Max Care. For their coverage of today's game. We'll take a break. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3 WXLN Radio.
Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab is the Shelby County leader in orthopedic rehab and sports medicine services. Whether it's an aching neck or back, knee pain, tendonitis, arthritis, or other ailment, Alice Kriege and her team of professionals at Max Performance are dedicated to helping you get back to the quality of life you desire. Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab also offers state-of-the-art treatment technology and the latest in rehab and exercise equipment. Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab is proud to be the official choice of Martha Lane Collins Titans and Shelby County Rockets for sports medicine services. Alice and her team of professionals has the game plan to take care of you in whatever sport you play. You play hard, and we'll take care of the rest. Call today, 647-0133. That's 647-0133. Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab is proud to underwrite WXLN programming.
Welcome back here to the Class 4A State Final here on the campus of Western Kentucky University. Collins facing a second and 10 from the Fort Thomas Highlands 47-yard line. Highlands just took their first time out of the half, appearing to make some type of adjustment.
The guys run all over the place, don't they?
So Collins will come back to the pistol formation. Watkins directly behind Page in that formation. Lawson looks over the defense, takes a snap. Going to fake a handoff. Going to break out of the pocket. He's looking. He's going to run with it. Down to the 45. Cuts up to the 40. Going to have to be close to the first down. Maybe about a yard short at the 38-yard line. If he had a little more time to throw, not sure, I think it was Landon Forrest down the seam on the left side, but got pressure, kind of had to leave the pocket. And they will mark him at the 38-yard line, third and one.
Talking to Coach Lucas last week, he thought, you know, they had that fourth and short, third and fourth and short. He questioned himself not getting the ball to Ryan. I said, you'll see him run it right here.
Page, pistol formation. He'll hand it to Watkins. Watkins through the defense, down to the 30, inside the 30 to the 29. So the offensive line by Collins,
remember, he mentioned
doing its job.
Coach Lucas mentioned, he said, I ran the worst two plays I ever ran. Remember, he ran beside that one. He said, everybody would be looking for that. And then Lawson or the other way around. But you got to get the ball number 8 in short yardage. He's going to get that yard for you.
They'll mark him at the 30. So first and 10, Collins from the Highlands 30. Just under 8 minutes to go here in the first quarter. We're still in the first drive. Collins first and 10. Pistol formation once again. Page looking over the defense, takes the snap, going to hand to Watkins. Watkins cuts it down to the 25, still on the move, spinning off a guy down to the 20, trying to cut it back inside, will be down at the 18 for another first down. Tough, hard run by Ryan Watkins.
Right now, this offensive line doing it, getting the job done, especially run blocking. I thought Ryan could have maybe kept that thing going outside, but I'm not going to complain.
No, 12-yard
gain is good for a first down.
So 12 yards on that last run by Watkins. First and 10, Collins at the 18. Collins will go two backs in the backfield. Here's shotgun formation. Ferris to the left, Watkins to the right. He'll turn, he'll hand to Dre Ferris. Dre cuts in the middle. Hit at the 12-yard line with another 7 or 8 yards, Scott, on first down.
Yeah, nice hit there, too. Dre, nice physical run. Number 20 come up.
Griffin Erlich.
Yeah. They got the names on this team right here.
So they'll mark him at the 12-yard line. Second and four here from the 12. Collins will go back to the pistol. Formation's been very kind to the Titans here earlier with Ryan Watkins, and he's on the back of that again. Page takes a snap. Going to fake it to Watkins. Going to run to the outside. He's down to the 10. Going to cut it inside to 5.
Get in there, Lord.
Four for the touchdown.
They'll call him out.
And they're going to call him out at the 1-yard line.
Sorry. Because I thought it was going to be a fumble through the end zone there for a minute. I tell you, that play makes me nervous when you see guys reach the ball out. over, tried over the goal line, then fumbled through.
Just read option once again. But one thing you can see is Lawson, the speed.
Collins trying to make some changes.
Collins quickly
here.
Going
Collins.
Back to the pistol formation. Page takes a snap, going to hand to Watkins. Watkins hit, goes to the end zone. Touchdown, Titan! And Collins is on the board.
Not shut out this year.
And the offensive line fired up, and they've done a job here on this opening drive.
6 minutes, basically 6 minutes off the clock. You take the ball from your own 10. Nice run, nice job by the offensive line is what you got to give it to. Ryan running hard, Lawson running hard, got Nathan Sames in the game. So perfect opening drive. We can finish off with an extra point right.
Glenn Fricky on for the extra point try. Lawson Page, your holder. Snap back, kick up. And good. Kick is good with 6:16 to go in the first. Collins takes the opening drive. 92 yards down the field for the touchdown. They lead it here 7-0. You're listening to Titan football here on Power 93.3 WXLN Radio.
Be ready for any task on your farm with a Case IH Farmall A-Series tractor from Jacoby Sales in Shelbyville. These versatile performers are perfect for loading, baling, tilling, and mowing. And Farmall tractors are one of the best values out there, too. From their durable, fuel-efficient engines to their superior forward visibility and comfortable operator platform, Case IH Farmall tractors prove that you can cut costs without cutting corners. Visit Jacoby Sales in Shelbyville today for more details. Jacoby Sales Incorporated underwrites WXLN programming.
WXLN programming is underwritten by MaxCare Urgent Treatment Center, located at 101 Stonecrest Road in Shelbyville. MaxCare provides immediate care for adults and children. MaxCare provides a wide range of immediate medical services for ailments including ear, throat, and sinus infections, eye injuries, bronchitis, asthma, respiratory infections, bone fractures, and lacerations. Sports injuries and falls. MaxCare is your first stop for immediate care. 633-2233.
Welcome back here to Western Kentucky University, where Collins has taken the opening drive. 92 yards capped off by the touchdown run from Ryan Watkins. They lead it now 7-0 over the Highlands Bluebirds. Doug Hammond and Scott Korn here with you. Blanton Cricky on to kick it off. Jalen Hayes and Nick Kendall deep for the Bluebirds. Both of those guys stand about their own 8-yard line. Cricky approaches, and he's just going to punch it over the first level, field it to the 30-yard line. Going to be hit by
Dre Ferris
and tackled at the 34.
That's a kick they've been working on for about 3 weeks. We couldn't figure it out. I think that's what he's supposed to do kind of right there.
Number 83, Evan Allen, received that kick for Highlands. He was one of the up men. So Highlands will have their first possession here. First and 10 from their own 34. Quarterback, Drew
Holliston.
Takes it. Going to be a delayed handoff to Harris. Harris running the right side, trying to get to the outside. Got room to run. Going to have a first down up at the 45-yard line. Going to be tackled by Bushy Wells. Along with one of the Nash brothers.
Nice design right there. Kind of ran, kind of pushed the wide onto the inside.
And Highlands right back to the line of scrimmage. First and 10 from their own 46. Holliston in a shotgun. Dropping straight back, looking to throw. Being pressured by Chris Jones. Flares it out to Harris, and he can't reel it in. Off his chest, incomplete.
Had a nice set. Had it set up nicely there, too.
Run a little screen pass to the right side. A
lot of room to run. Nice pressure there by Chris Jones. Chris Jones in for Wyatt.
So second and 10 Highlands, the 46-yard line. Holliston still in the shotgun. Harris in the backfield here with Holliston. Takes the snap, looking to throw. Deep down the middle of the field, got a man wide open down to the 35-yard line. Cuts it to the 35, going to be knocked out of bounds at the 25 by Pookie Murphy.
That'd be some blown coverage right there. He's wide open.
I believe that was Feggins, their leading receiver on the year, Jensen Feggins, but he was wide open.
29-yard gain.
And Highlands on the move here. First and 10 from the 25-yard line of Collins. Holliston stays shotgun. He'll hand to Harris. Harris going to be hit at the line of scrimmage. No gain.
Here, watch Highlands. They run four receivers in at a time. Watch them over here.
Bushy Wells coming off. No gain. Second and 10. Holliston stays in the shotgun. Rolling to his left, looking to throw. Stepping into one. And going to be complete down at the 17-yard line. I believe it's going to be about a yard short. Going to mark him at the 16-yard line. Be third and one. Highlands quickly back on the ball. Allison stays shotgun formation. Harris slid to his right. Turns. He'll hand to Harris. Harris through the middle of the defense. Got the first down. Cuts it inside. Inside the five. Going to be tackled at the 3-4 yard line. Messiah White there to clean things up along with Pookie Murphy.
Lots of running room.
But
right
a lot of room in the middle. First and goal. Highlands at the 4. Collins leads it 7-0. Highlands looking to tie things up. Shotgun here for Highlands. Turns. He'll hand to Harris. Trying to kick it to the outside. Messiah White comes up. Makes a big tackle at the 3-yard line. One-on-one. Scott either make it or he's going to go in. Nice tackle by Messiah White.
Nice job right there, yeah.
So, second and goal from the 3.
Right now, both offensive lines are kind of dominating the defensive lines in this game.
Now, Highlands will go to kind of a wildcat formation with Harris. Going to take the direct snap. Going to ram it right in the middle of the defense, and he's going to go in for the touchdown. And Highlands takes their first drive straight down the field. And they're a field goal or an extra point away from tying things up. Number 25, Jared Daugherty, in for the extra point attempt. Your holder, number 83, Evan Allen. Snap back.
Good.
Kick up and good. And with 4:15 to go in the first, we're tied at 7. You're listening to the Class A State Final here at Bowling Green, Kentucky, and Titan football here on Power 93.3 WXLN Radio.
Shannon Funeral Service proudly underwrites Shelbyville's hometown Christian radio station, 93.3 WXLN. My name is John Shannon, and our firm is partnered with WXLN because as a locally owned funeral home, with most of our staff having grown up in Shelby County, we know the importance of being connected to your community. Our dedicated hometown staff is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for any of your funeral or cremation needs. You may visit our website at www.shannonfuneralhome.com. Call 633-1266.
At Commonwealth Bank and Trust, we give you the same advice, service, and attention we would give our own families. With a full line of products that fit your lifestyle, we're prepared to help you take on challenges and celebrate successes. Our skilled staff of banking experts always has your best interest at heart, so delivering outstanding service is simply what we do, even when life seems to move too fast. So stop by one of our Shelby County branches or visit cbnt.com today. Member FDIC. Hometown Radio WXLN is underwritten by Commonwealth Bank and Trust.
Ho, 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 ho.
WXLN. All right, welcome back here to Western Kentucky University. Both teams have had a possession. Both teams have put a score on the board. We're tied at 7. We'd like to thank a couple underwriters before we get to this next kickoff. Jacoby Sales, along with Hall and Taylor Funeral Home in Shelbyville. Thanks to those local businesses for today's game. Daugherty kicks it off. Going to kick it deep. Going to be fielded by Dre Ferris back at his own 5. Takes it, running straight over the middle of the field and going to shoestring tackle at the 21-yard line. Good tackle on the play. Trying to get a number.
80, number 80, I believe.
And also 24. Joey Cochran.
Cochran got up a little slow.
A little dinged.
I think him and number 80, Ryan Green, kind of ran into each other there.
So Collins will begin things from their own 21-yard line. First possession, they took it 92 yards, capped off by the Ryan Watkins touchdown run. Page stays shotgun. Quick screen out to Dre Ferris, trying to get to the outside, trying to get to the edge, and he might gain a couple before he's pushed out of bounds. His Highlands brought heavy pressure from the left side, and Dre tried to get to the outside and was able to get back to the line of scrimmage and gain some positive yards. 3 yards. And he'll be marked at the 24-yard line. 4:02 to go in the first quarter. We're tied at 7. Page in the shotgun. Highland showing blitz again. Here comes the linebacker. Page got room in the middle of the field. Throws it down to Sames. Over his head, incomplete. Had him up at the 45-yard line.
Ball just kind of sailed on. Lost him a little bit.
Just a little bit high.
But had him wide open.
Wide open.
Nice job. Nice. A lot of time to throw.
So third and 8 for the Titans. Seen the first two possessions here, Scott. We've seen both times Highlands has brought extra linebackers. We'll see what they elect to do here.
They got these 3 down linemen, and they're spread way apart.
So third and 7 at the 24. Empty backfield here for Page. He'll go from the shotgun. Takes a snap. Just rushing 3 is Highlands. Being pressured, Lawson stepping up, and going to be tackled at the 25-yard line. Gain of one.
Kind of late pressure right there by, I think, number nine maybe.
So Collins will be forced to punt it away. It'll be fourth and six from the 25-yard line. Planting Cricky back deep to punt it away. We've got Feggins and Green. I think it's Ryan Green, number 80. Two deep men here for Highlands. Snap back. Cricky takes a snap, going to punt it away. Going to be fielded by Feggins at the 45 and going to be wrapped up and tackled by Elijah Jones at the 44. So he hits him, knocks him backward, and tackles him at the 44. But Highlands will have excellent field position for their second drive of the game. And Highlands, a very fast-paced offense, got right back out on the ball quickly, led by their quarterback, Drew Halliston. Looks over the defense. Looks like they might want to have a play change. He's going to check out of whatever he was in. Still 12 on the play clock. Now Halliston back in formation. Going to drop straight back, look to throw. And got it. Feggins on the outside, complete. Down at the 44-yard line. Good for 12 yards. Boy, he throws awful accurate ball to the outside.
Yeah, he does.
So Highlands on the move with it here once again. Ball marked at the Collins 44, first and 10. Halliston's dropping straight back. Looking to throw. Going to be sacked by Leland Carwell and Buck Wilson back at midfield. Good pressure by Elijah Jones on the outside. Wanted to go to that quick out again. Elijah really pressured the outside there, Scott. Made him pull it down, and Leland Carwell and Buck Wilson there to finish him off.
Yeah, Elijah and Isaiah both one-on-one coverage on the outside.
Halston back in the shotgun again. Fakes the pitch, rolling to his left, looking to throw. Deep down the field. Scott Feggins down at the 5-yard line, just out of his hands, incomplete, but a well-thrown ball. Pretty good coverage by Elijah Jones on the play, but almost a very well, almost perfectly thrown ball.
I don't know how you can throw it any better. He really should have caught it.
The only thing is it was kind of coming straight in over top of his head. That's the only, you know, where you're... Well, big third down here. Third and 16 from midfield. Halliston stays shotgun. Dropping straight back. Buck Wilson, look, he's being held and going to be complete. And he fumbles the football, and Collins has got it at the 36-yard line.
Get him off of him down there. Good.
And they signal nearly broken up on the play.
Number 77, it should be a late hit. Get him off the field.
And Jordan Parker is the man. No, I'm sorry, Browning Becker is the man that comes up with the fumble.
Fantastic catch.
I thought it was a chance to be picked off.
Yeah.
Somehow he made the catch. Two guys for Collins had a chance to get the fumble. And then Browning Becker, the last man in, digs it out of there. So a big turn of events. 2:14 to go in the first. We're tied at 7. Collins back with it. First and 10 from their 37-yard line. Pistol formation for Page. Highlands comes in giving up 148 yards on the ground. But a nice play by Cochran there. Second and 13 back from the 34. Cochran nearly offside. Coming on the blitz. Across the middle. Incomplete. Trying to hit Landon Forrest up at the 40-yard line.
I think Lawson wanted Landon to kind of go inside a little bit. Landon went outside.
So after forcing a turnover, Collins quickly facing a tough third down here. Third and 13 from the 34-yard line. Highlands showing they're just going to rush three. We'll see what happens. Page takes a snap, and they're just going to rush three. Plenty of time to throw in the middle of the field. Now being pressured, gets away from it. Rolling to his right, looking to throw. Got Ryan Watkins up at the 42. Gets out of a tackle. He spins forward. Look, close to a late hit up at the 43-yard line. Going to bring up third about four. They'll mark him all the way up to the 44-yard line.
Looks like we might go for it.
And I'd say this is definitely an area you probably want to go for it. These are plays you're going to have to make if you're going to beat a team like Highlands.
You're not going to be able to punt. They're going to,
So fourth and three. 12 seconds on the play clock. Collins trying to get in line here. Fourth and three. It's going to be a quick kick, it looks like. And it is. Page gets it away. Hits at the 20-yard line, takes a Collins roll down to the 10. And Landon Forrest, for some reason, picks it up at the 10-yard line. Ball probably would roll inside the 5 as it was on a high hop.
But nice job by Lawson here. Now we get backed him up, and we've got to play some defense here. Coach Lucas is wanting to know something.
So Highlands will take over at their own 10. First and 10, 33 seconds to go here before the half, before the quarter. We're tied at 7. Halliston, stay in the shotgun. Takes the snap, rolls to his right. Looking to throw, being chased by Leland Carwell. Leland chasing him, going to push him out, maybe about the 12-yard line. So he'll gain 2. Good pressure again by Leland Carwell. One thing I'm kind of surprised, Scott, that they were so good at running the ball in the first possession, have come out the last two times they've had it and really trying to throw it quite a bit. So 2nd and 8. Halston drops back again, looking to throw, trying to set a screen pass. Well defended by Chris Jones. And he's going to push him out for a sack back at the 8-yard line. Chris Jones, good job of IDing the screen, Scott.
He snipped that out. Big Bradford was chasing him down, too. He stepped out just in time. But, yeah.
Trying to hit Zach Harris on a screen pass. Chris Jones just covered him coming out of the backfield.
Huge 3rd and long here. If we can make them stop them here, make them kick out of their own end zone. Conwell Collins went through there on their first drive.
3rd and 12 at the 8-yard line. Allison takes a snap, dropping straight back. Collins trying to bring pressure middle field. Got a man wide open the 20-yard line. Ryan Green.
Just can't get him all day to throw.
Forward to the 24.
He's going to pick you apart if you give him all day to throw, kind of like Lawson on the other side. Man, that was a big play.
Highlands quickly back to the line of scrimmage. Allison stays shotgun. He's going to roll to his left, looking to throw. Being pressured by Leland Carwell. Now being pressured
pick
by...
It.
And it's been complete. And actually incomplete through the hands of Evan Allen up at the 42-yard line. And that'll bring us to the end of the first quarter of play. And after one quarter of play, we're tied here at 7. You're listening to the Class A 4A Final here on Power 93.3 WXLN Radio.
Jamison Sales in Redland, Shelbyville would like to congratulate the Martha Lane Collins Titans on a fantastic football season. Come to Jamison's for all of your holiday needs, including home furnishings, appliances, TVs, Candleberry candles, and Dyson technology. They also service most of their products, and we carry fine American-made goods. Rent-to-own, financing, and cash sales. We are your all-payment store as well. They're located at 151 Boone Station Road in Shelbyville. The phone number is 633-4800. Jamison's is your better choice, better service, better selection, better pricing. And they support the Titans and WXLN programming. Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Tracy Blair Haas in Middletown focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Tracy Blair Haas in Middletown. The phone number is 244-0271 and put the life back in life insurance. Tracy Blair Haas, State Farm agent in Middletown, underwrites WXLN programming.